Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God. Chapter 14, Military Service and War. We believe that Christians are forbidden by the commandments of God from taking human life directly or indirectly, and that bearing arms is contrary to this fundamental belief. Therefore, we believe that Christians should not voluntarily become engaged in military service. If they are involuntarily engaged in military service, we believe they should refuse conscientiously to bear arms and, to the extent possible, refuse to come under military authority. Exodus 20, verse 13, Matthew 5, verses 21 through 22, 1 Corinthians 7, verses 21 through 23, and Acts 5, verse 29. The way of God is the way of love, sacrificing and sharing. Romans 12, verses 1 and 10. The teaching of God for an individual regarding the taking of human life is summed up in the sixth commandment, which says, "You shall not murder." Exodus 20, verse 13. Jesus repeated a great principle when he said, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Matthew 22, verse 39. And the Apostle Paul said, "Love does no harm to a neighbor." Romans 13, verse 10. See the chapter titled, God's Law and Sin, earlier in this audiobook. Jesus stated, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight." John 18, verse 36. In the Old Testament period, Israel was a kingdom of this world, yet with God as king. It exercised civil authority at God's command, including the power of earthly warfare. That time and situation has ended. The Church of God today is a spiritual nation, spiritual Israel. See the chapter titled The Church later in this audiobook. As Christians, we have come out of darkness, from the power of Satan to the power of the kingdom of God. Acts 26, verse 18, Colossians 1, verses 11 through 13. That kingdom is not found in any national governments today. Rather, we now have our citizenship in heaven, Philippians 3, verse 20, being ambassadors of a kingdom that is not yet to be established throughout this earth. Therefore, we do not fight and earthly warfare. Consider that if Christians had the responsibility of taking up arms for their respected countries, then a war between these countries could have the Christians fighting other Christians, an obvious, untenable circumstance, as Christ's disciples are to be characterized by their love for one another. John 13, verse 34 through 35. And that, as already pointed out, means doing no harm. Romans 13, verse 10. We are to emulate the actions of Jesus. 1 Peter 4, verses 1 and 13 through 16. He did not respond in any kind when he was reviled, and he did not threaten when he suffered. He suffered for doing good and endured it patiently because of his desire to please God. 1 Peter 2, verses 19 through 24. He taught that to be angry with our brother can result in sin. Matthew 5, verses 21 through 22. We are to love even our enemies and do good to those who hate us. Verses 43 through 44. We are not to avenge ourselves. Vengeance belongs to God. Romans 12, verse 19. Our warfare as Christians is the spiritual arena. Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 20. We do not war against flesh. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. But against the wicked spirits in high places. Ephesians 6, verse 12. We are to be faithful spiritual soldiers of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 2, verses 3 through 4. This is our calling in life. As such, a Christian must at all times face a conflict between man's laws and the laws of Almighty God. When that happens, the the Christian must obey the laws of God, which always takes precedence. Acts 5, verse 29, 1 Peter 2, verses 13 and 14. In fact, we should try to avoid conflicts if we can. Romans 12, verse 18. And joining the military is not conducive to that. In most countries, the military has its own rules and regulations. A person in the military is not free to decide what he or she can do, but is under the authority of superiors and must do what they say or risk severe consequences. The wisest course of action is to refrain from putting oneself into such a position, since a person in the military is subject to its authority and may be called upon to take human life or violate other areas of God's principles of law. Paul tells us not to become slaves of men. Therefore, the United Church of God and International Association supports the conscientious objection of its members to military service and war. You have been listening to Military Service and War, Chapter 14 of the booklet, Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God. For the rest of this booklet, please visit ucg.org.